you know, when you have an injury or you have to fill in, you only keep seven or eight up. So we'll have two or maybe three guys that would fill in if we have an injury.
He can play guard, though, even though he kind of...
He can play guard and tackle, yes.
You guys see as Tobin, even though you're working out of tackle all year, all camp, as someone who can play guard right off the bat, or...
Yeah, he's been working mostly at tackle, but anybody that's up game, it's all hands on deck. So, that, you know, there may be a combination of guys in there where either one of those two guys, if they're the seven, in the seven, would have to play guard or tackle.
Do you get them, as you practice this week, do you get them at all reps at guard just to make sure that...
They're always getting reps at the positions that they might play, for sure.
Okay.
Yep, very
Casey,
sure.
We haven't seen much out of him.
Yeah.
He hasn't been on the field a whole lot. Kind of a mystery, I guess.
No, he's doing a good job, and, you know, most likely he's going to be active, and we'll use him. The one thing about our roster, I think, on offense, anybody that's active is preparing to play the whole game. And so we'll just have to see how many of the position or the personnel groups that we use involve him. But he's done a good job. He's very multiple. He can play our Y spot. He could play our A spot. And, you know, he's done a good job. Yeah, he's involved. Yep.
Would you say Zach's ahead of James on the depth chart at this point?
No, I think you have your starter, and then you have guys who are role players. I wouldn't say that.
When you have a player like Deshaun, kind of obviously very explosive playmaker, his touches throughout his career have gone down. How important is that to you guys to make sure he gets his touches and gets the ball?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't compare anything that he's done, you know, going back. I think what we got to do is look at what his production will be like as we move forward. And, you know, from when we first got here and started implementing our plan and our process, he's done an outstanding job as far as learning what to do. He's really bought into all the sports science and getting himself ready to go physically and mentally. And we anticipate he's going to have a good year. And typically that means touching the ball.
A lot of guys have talked about this offense in the preseason has been vanilla. We haven't shown everything. How much are you looking forward to Monday night to kind of unleashing this Chip Kelly offense? It's supposed to be dynamic.
I think we've shown components of our offense, you know, in the preseason. Nobody plays a full game and does everything that they're going to do. I'm excited to play a game. I feel like our players have trained themselves well. We've got, you know, a couple more days here before we play where we got some things we got to touch up on. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, it'll be new for me in terms of watching our offense work through a whole game and the effect it may have on the defense.
What will be the signature of this offense? What will people come to think of this offense in terms of?
Well, I'll let you guys answer that once you see it. You know, I feel like, you know, we want to put on the field an offense that's able to be efficient but also dynamic. And, you know, let's face it, we need to score more points than our opponents. And so that's what we're trying to do. I think that's really going to be that might be a better question from me to you, you know, once you see it. You know, we feel like we know how it's going to look, but, you know, how it gets implemented will be a game-by-game thing.
You guys took up the game to the team that are in front of taking injuries were part of things that you taught. Do you almost go in expecting teams to try to do things like that?
Well, you know, offenses play the way they play, and then defenses try to defend. And so there's strategies and tactics to everything that happens in the game, whether it's obvious or not. So, yeah, I mean, we're aware of what gets said and what gets talked about, but we can't really control that. We just got to, you know, try to put our players in a good position to make plays and then do what we want to do.
There isn't much defending as lying on the ground pretending you're hurt.
Well, we'll just see if it happens, you know. And then if...
Did you guys know that was happening on the
lead? Did we know it? I don't know. It sounds like it was confirmed by some of the comments that are made nationally, but we can't worry about it. We can't worry about it.
Did you ever suspect that, you know, if defense was maybe faking an injury or taking their time to slow your offense down?
I don't know that. You know, to this point, it hasn't displayed itself in our situation, and so that we can only go by what we see. We try to plan for contingencies, and we'll just deal with it when it happens.
Yeah, defense is
portion of what we do, but we can do it a bunch, or we can go a game or two games and not do it at all. So, but there are ways that you control it, how you handle the edges and the perimeter. And, but we also have our answers as well. So we'll just kind of watch and see how teams play us. We don't want to be on our heels. You know, we want to be able to play fast. And if there's things that they're doing, then we have within our system ways to deal with it.
You know, for next defenses to, there's been a lot of talk about the best way to deal with the read options, to get the quarterback as often as possible and swayed offenses from the nine. I don't know.
Since offenses don't show everything they're going to do in the preseason, the same can be said for defenses, and so we'll just have to respond.
Is the key for you guys, when you're running read option, the fact that you guys read a different defender, not always the same guy, not always the other, does that make it tough for them to figure out, to try to take that one part out of the game, you know, and make the adjustments?
Yeah, I think it's important that you do your multiple, regardless of what your scheme is, you got to be somewhat multiple, and then if you're doing all the time, then you got to have answers when they defend it in certain ways, and so we all have that built in.
What is your impact? I mean, you know, Chip's offense and the read option and what he did at Oregon, that's not really what you did as a coordinator or a head coach. So when you're in the meeting room and you're coming up with the game plan, what's your impact?
Well, I would like to think that I function like any offensive coordinator. You know, I run the meetings. I help coach put a plan together that he feels comfortable calling. And, you know, function in practice like any offensive coordinator. Have ideas that I interject. And then on game day, I try to support him and his decision-making and play calling from the box with things that I see.